The Osgood File, sponsored by Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Visit AutoOwners.com. And by Balance of Nature, whole fruits and veggies and all-natural capsules. Visit BalanceOfNature.com. This is Dave Ross, in for Charles Osgood, on the CBS Radio Network. New York City's stop-and-frisk policy may have brought crime down, but a federal judge has ruled that the way the NYPD implements it would have made the Founding Fathers cringe. More after this from Charlie. New York City's stop-and-frisk policy allows cops to question and search anyone who they reasonably suspect is up to something illegal. But as it turns out, 87% of those reasonably suspected are black or Latino. Among them, David Auerlicht, who says by the fourth time a cop stopped him, he was ready to sue.
As I'm walking away, I tell him, you know, you think I'm just some dumb young kid that's going to stand for this. I'm not. And he just laughed and said, I love it when you fight. You guys aren't going to win.
In her decision, the judge wrote that the city's own records show only a little over 9% of these stops led to an arrest, which tells her that the cops are in fact targeting a population that's about 90% innocent, which leads the judge to conclude that this is about race, which led the police commissioner, Ray Kelly, to respond, nonsense.
I can assure you that race is never a reason to conduct a stop.
As for Mayor Bloomberg, he says if you're going to look at race, look at the race of the people whose lives are being saved by the city's policy.
We know that most of those lives saved, based on the statistics, have been black and Hispanic young men.
The mayor also implied that the judge was, how to say this delicately, clueless.
This is a very dangerous decision made by a judge that I think just does not understand how policing works.
The city will appeal the ruling, and in the meantime, the stopping and frisking will continue. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.